You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're also online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. With the proliferation of cell phones, their use has increased among drivers on our roads. Michelle Harris is director of AAA's traffic safety culture in Florida. She joins us now to talk about a new study by AAA that shows talking on the cell phone while driving is not a good idea. And Michelle, you also found that those who do talk on their cell phones have some other bad driving habits.
Exactly. The study is showing that more than two-thirds of licensed drivers reported talking on a cell phone while driving within the last month, despite the fact that nearly 9 in 10 respondents, or 89%, believe other drivers using cell phones are a threat to their personal safety.
So, now, does this include hands-free usage of a cell phone?
Studies show that whether you are using a handheld or a hands-free phone, the distraction is the same because it's still taking your mind off of driving. So it's not just the physical act of holding up the phone, it's taking your focus off the road. So the distraction is the same. So the studies show that your crash risk is still the same.
And what are some of the other things you found that people do if they're likely to talk on their cell phone?
If they're likely to talk on the cell phone, they're also more likely to speed. They're also more likely to drive while drowsy, or to not wear a safety belt, or to send a text or an email while they're driving.
Now, did the study show any differentiation between older drivers and younger drivers?
It didn't really. It really showed. It goes into play with younger drivers having an increased crash risk because of inexperience and things like that. However, what was interesting is, when it goes down to, where they think it's a personal threat for the other driver to have a cell phone or to be texting while driving, it's because they think, it's okay for me to do it because I'm better than the average driver, which is actually a very poor assumption and a very false assumption, because research shows that talking on a cell phone slows your reaction time and your recovery time regardless of your age or your experience.
But it is the younger generation more likely to trying to be used the technology, the Twitter, the Facebook, the phone, not to mention what might happen with lots of other kids in the car.
Exactly. It's a huge distraction. There's actually a research study that talks about exponentially how your crash risk increases with every passenger you have in the car. So, and for teens, we have a great teen website, teendriving.aaa.com, which talks to teens and their parents about how to talk to teens, how to have a teen-parent agreement, because a lot of times what we find is parents just don't know what to talk to their teen about, and it's at a tricky age when the teen doesn't really want to listen a lot of times, and the teen-parent agreement will go through your expectations of you need to keep your grades up, and, I want you home by this time, and this is how many passengers I'm limiting you to, or if any. And it just lays it out clearly, and, it's a great way to start that communication.
We've been talking today with Michelle Harris. She's director of AAA Safety Culture. We chatted about cell phones and driving. You can find out more about the study we were talking about. There's a link on our website, wqcs.org. We'll also have a link there for the teen driving site. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.